This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, when we get news, we break it for you.
That's right.
Diana Rossini, who has labeled me as Big Dust, I didn't make that up. I didn't. It's not a lie. She said it. Wonderful lady, by the way. Diana Rossini, wonderful lady.
Friend of the show.
So Big much.
Dust!
There it is. That's not AI.
So
that's
much.
Dust!
That's DR.
I wish there was a way you could clip out the beginning part of us talking over and just have the Big Dust.
Big Dust. So here we go. We have some news out of the Chiefs organization. The Kansas City Chiefs, according to Diana Rossini, the Kansas City Chiefs are engaged in trade discussions surrounding four-time Super Bowl champion Joe Tooney, per sources. Uh-huh. Chicago is one of those teams that is interested in one Joe Tooney.
Yeah, and it is legit. I talked to a source in the NFL a couple of moments ago about this, and here's what they're thinking about right now. Joe Tooney is going to be 33 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And in the NFL, we know where that stands. That's the retirement home. That's cling level, right? You're going to eat there and you're eating your tapioca like Josh, right? That's 33. Joe Tooney wanted an extension. At this point in time, a 33-year-old guard is not going to get an extension from the Chiefs because they can't pay him, they can't pay Creed, and they can't pay Trey Smith. You can't pay all three of those guys. Obviously, Trey is much younger. Creed's already been paid. Those are the two guys you want to pay. So therefore, Joe Tooney becomes an expendable guy. I know by talking to people over the, a while ago with the organization, just constantly having conversations, they love Joe Tooney. They think he's the best, but they got to have cap space right now. They need cap space more than we need water at this point in time, right? He's $17 million. He's 33. It's not going to be the easiest contract in the world to move, but the feeling is inside the league circles, if they can get a fourth or a fifth round pick similar to what Debo got with Washington back to San Francisco, then they're going to make that trade for Joe Tooney. So they are in active trade discussions. They're trying to trade the guy. They love the guy, but they can save $17 million and not pay a 33-year-old. And that's where your draft has to come in, whether it's, I don't know, Wanye Morris, whoever's on the roster. Maybe it's that Caliendo guy. They really like what they saw out of Caliendo in the stretch where he had a play, left guard when Tooney was able to be bounced out to left tackle. I know for a fact, just by talking to some people, like, Caliendo really impressed them. So maybe that's the guy they lean to. Maybe he's earned himself a spot on this roster. But the long and the short of it is, yes, they are actively looking to trade Joe Tooney. They're hoping to get a fourth or a fifth round draft pick back, Debo Samuel type of trade. And if they do trade him and free up that $17 million under the cap, that's good for the organization moving forward. These are the things that happen when you've had this run of success. Eventually, you have to say goodbye to guys, and saying goodbye to a 33-year-old versus a 26-year-old just makes most sense.
Mac, you okay with it?
I think it's great. Yeah, having, 80 whatever million tied up in interior line this year to get rid of some of that, free up some cash for this season, get rid of an aging player while he still attains a lot of value. Joe Tooney, one of his best seasons he ever had.
Yeah, and
trade him while he's high.
And the plan potentially could be this as well. Watch for Kingsley to move to guard. I think that was kind of the plan all along, was to move him to guard eventually. So Kingsley Suamataia is a guy that's on the roster right now. He's going to get that option to play that left guard position.
Which is another reason I like it, because if you keep Tooney, that's 2 years of Kingsley not playing at all. At that point, I don't know if you're starting him at left guard.
This is what good organizations do, right? They don't debate this stuff. This is what the New England Patriots did for 20 years, right? Oh, I love you, Vince Wilfork. Go enjoy Texas. Love you, Mike Vrabel. Go enjoy Kansas City. Love you, Matt Castle. Go enjoy the Chiefs. That's what they were able to do. They always got rid of guys a year, maybe too early, or potentially right on time. Mm-hmm. versus having a guy that's 33 years old making $17 million going, boy, he's lost a step. And we've got Kingsley who's making peanuts on the roster that could fit in and be your starting left guard.
Again, the topic is centered around the tweet from Diana Rossini on X. The Kansas City Chiefs are engaged in trade discussions surrounding four-time Super Bowl champion Joe Tooney. Per sources, Chicago is one of those teams interested, and the two-time All-Pro. Makes sense, right? You got a young quarterback, got sacked a gazillion times last year. Go get somebody that you
they
can afford,
need a
and
lineman,
you can put
yeah.
somebody on there. And organization knows organization, right?
Yep.
Poles, yep. Veach, yep. Chiefs, Bears. It's no strangers in the streets there. So it makes sense.
They were rumored with Trey Smith. So now that he's not available, yeah. All right, who's your next guy?
Here's Joe Tooney. But they need, I mean, it's a logical move to
makes
Chicago.
Sense.
It does. You've got to get that offensive line figured out and figure out a way to make Caleb Williams have an opportunity to try to realize the successes of being that number one draft pick. No guarantees he ever will, but if you never gave him an offensive line, you're going to be kicking yourself and punching yourself in the face going, what the hell did we do here with this guy? We wasted yet another quarterback. This is a smart move by Chicago if they're able to come to fruition and trade with the Chiefs for Joe Tooney. A very smart move for the Bears, and really a smart move by the Chiefs as well. You drafted guys. Brett Veach has been a master at drafting. Let the kids play.
Create a lot of money. Because you know you're going to restructure Mahomes and restructure Kelsey, I would think, which is going to create more money to your cap. You'll have upwards of $30+ million to spend when it comes to the time to go get somebody. I mean, that's just my opinion. We'll see if it happens. Bob's got his sorcery of people that has told you this is a fact, something that is moving, which is what Diana Rossini said. The Chiefs are engaged in moving Joe Tooney, guard.
That money could be used at left tackle.
And that's the other thing, at the left tackle.
Or you still got to pay Trey.
Yep. Or Trey.
Yeah.
Like Duffy.
It's like when you get your tax refund, right? You've already spent that money. You're just using that tax refund to pay off your credit card that you ran up debt on. Like the money's already been spent. So like, ooh, a free $17 million. Yeah, we've already spent that.
We'll bring it back. One word, 913-586-7965. One word describing the Joe Tooney news to you for today. I do want to get into this because you bring up Joe Tooney, you bring up rebuilding this team, the offensive line, and what the Super Bowl was. Obviously, it was a utter disaster, but boy, it really makes you roll your eyes when you hear guys say stuff like this, like one Mr. Deion Dawkins said on Ryan Clark's podcast.
With the time, it's like we would have put on a better show in the Super Bowl. We would have put on a better show. And shoot, I am a part of my team. So I think my team is going to put on the best show regardless of anybody performing. We are the ones. We're raw. Quarterback is raw. Our line is raw. D-line is raw. We are the rawest. We put on the best show.
We are the what?
Rawest.
It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I mean, that's like dumb. You didn't beat the Chiefs, bro. Like, enough.
I hate the whole, like, oh, the Chiefs got blasted in the Super Bowl. We would have put on a much better show. Which, to be fair, that Super Bowl that the Rams played the Patriots when the Patriots, you know, beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, I think the final score was 10-6.
Yeah, like 13-8 or something.
We all sat here and were like, oh, we'd have put up a better show against the Rams.
Right.
Maybe.
But we're not on the team. We're dopey fans.
Yeah, but they didn't beat the Patriots, so they didn't get to have that discussion.
Right.
Your rawest quarterback couldn't get a first down with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. Your raw tight end dropped a pass. Mm-hmm. Your raw team was a little rough when it came to playing that game because the moment got too big. What in the world makes you think that you would have been ready for a Super Bowl where I think Philadelphia would have done what they did to the Chiefs to a lot of other people? That team was playing at a point in the season, like, I hate saying
they were on house money, but they were playing like it, and they were just dominating people.
And yes, was Buffalo's offensive line probably better than the Chiefs? Probably. We didn't have a left tackle.
Right.
Right? So, four guys, one guy's playing guard, moving to left tackle. But to have that sort of, like, piss-poor attitude to be like, you know, I'm glad that you believe that. But to say that you would have put on a better show, that you would have done better because your team is raw, your quarterback's raw, you're the rawest team, mm-hmm. You're not.
No.
You haven't done it in the playoffs, so you don't have that sort of clout to have that sort of attitude. And we can all sit back. You could go play a game of poker, and your buddy folds because he got bluffed out. It's like, I'd have called. Yeah, it wasn't your money in the moment on the line. you don't have the clout to call that action when you say that you would, because you simply don't know.
Yeah, the kids today say no cap or cap, right? Like, that's a cap right there with this guy. You got to beat the Chiefs before you can even start talking about being in the Super
Bowl. Deion Dawkins,
and,
baby.
And until you win your conference, until you beat the Chiefs, it doesn't matter what you say or what you could have done in the Super Bowl. And we don't know that you would have gone out there in the Super Bowl and put on a better show than what we saw, you know, with the Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. What we saw with the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles wasn't a great Super Bowl, but it doesn't mean you would have put on a great performance. You still haven't figured out how to beat Kansas City, and your all-world quarterback, as Dusty said, with 3:33 to go, had the ball and had an opportunity to win, and he failed. No cap.
So it has happened.
The trade is official?
It's gone.
Done.
The Chiefs are trading all-pro guard and tackle Joe Tooney to the Bears, per multiple sources and reports. Tooney could potentially get an extension from Chicago as part of the deal. That's from Ari Meroff.
Yeah, Ari.
So another one where, like, if that dude's attached, we're going.
Yeah.
Jordan Schultz, Ian Rapoport, where you at? Joe Tooney officially will be traded to the Chicago Bears, per multiple sources. Tooney could potentially get an extension from Chicago as part of the deal. Tooney no longer a Chief, in one word, has you feeling blank.
Fine.
Okay. That was quick. So, yeah.
Joe Tooney. Am I the only one answering?
No, I mean,
I thought I was waiting for Mac, because I know Mac is like, oh, no.
I think I'm open, because I'm wanting to know what's, you know, now you don't have a left tackle or a left guard. So now you have two holes in your offensive line. I get it. We got a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
We got the greatest GM in the sport. Got some time. But I'm open to see what they're going to do. Like, so you mentioned, is Kingsley going to fill
Kingsley
it?
Right now is your starting left guard.
Yes.
Okay. So you
not Caliendo.
No. You've got nothing at left tackle right now. Okay. You got Kingsley at left guard. You got Creed at center. Most likely Trey at right guard. And then you have, what's his name? Juwan Taylor at right tackle, right? Okay. So now you've just got to worry about finishing out that left tackle position. And now you've got money to be able to go do that. Does that mean Ronnie Stanley comes here? Would you be okay if the Kansas City Chiefs ended up...
How long are his arms?
Well, if you were the Chiefs, right, and you traded Joe Tooney, mm-hmm. and you're saving now the $17 million under the cap,
yeah.
would you be okay as a fan? Would you feel like you won the day, if you will? Because everybody wants to win the day and win the trade and all this kind of stuff. Would you feel like you won the day if they took that money from Joe Tooney on the savings with Joe Tooney and turned it into Ronnie Stanley and he was now your left tackle going forward? I think that's a win. I do. I like that a lot, because obviously the left tackle spot was the biggest weakness on the team, and you just created a spot that was a weakness and turned it potentially into a strength with a guy who's played that left tackle spot, who's been a veteran, you know, around this league, understands how to play in this league. I think that would be a win for Kansas City, but there's no guarantees that that's going to happen either.
Schefter now has it. Compensation update. Bears are trading a 2026 fourth-round pick to the Chiefs for Pro Bowl offensive lineman Joe Tooney.
Okay, so they got a fourth-round pick out of the deal, which is good. Which is good. They wanted a fifth. In 2 years. Yeah, because they don't have a fourth-round pick this year.
Yeah, so
2026.
So next year,
yeah. But the more important thing is you freed up the money on the salary cap.
Yeah,
and that really is, like, because you can tell by the compensation. They're not getting a whole heck of a lot back. Nothing this year. They're getting a fourth-round pick next year back in return for Joe Tooney, but they're freeing up that $17 million, which again is like your tax refund. You've probably already spent it, and that's the money you can use now to pay Trey Smith or potentially go out and get a left tackle.
Like, the winter weather advisory has been extended, so has one word. Now that you know all the details, Joe Tooney for a 2026 fourth round pick has you feeling blank. Text line 913-586-7965. Somebody says younger.
Yeah.
Somebody for says now. Disappointed, but also understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says expected. So, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel. I mean, I feel fine, I guess is what I would say
fine.
For now.
Yeah,
I would have loved a 2025.
Same.
2026 is a little bit deflating.
But it's still a fourth round pick. And do you expect the Bears to be good this year? Probably not great this year. So you get a nice fourth round pick next year, right?
Somebody from the text line says, if Kingsley was so good.
And if this draft is so bad this year, like everybody's telling us it is, isn't it better maybe to keep it for next year?
And free agency's not that great either.
Right.
If Kingsley was so good, why wasn't he starting left guard when Tooney was at left tackle?
Well, because he probably wasn't ready.
And he was a rookie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's what I could say.
Yeah, because he came in as a left tackle and was a rookie and practiced as a tackle all season.
Yeah, and he didn't have success, obviously, over there. So what do you want to do? You want to get this guy to a point where he has success.
Let's get his mentals right.
Right, exactly. You nailed it. You sound like me now. My God, you've been around me too long.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. But that's exactly what it is. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. You give this guy the opportunity to kind of catch his breath a little bit, because what if he did go to left guard last year when Tooney bounced outside and didn't have success there? Now you've ruined this kid mentally at two positions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm optimistic. I would say curious would be my one word. I think I like Kingsley at left guard. Yeah, the left tackle position is where I'm at. I don't know. Ronnie Stanley doesn't get me super excited.
What would, though, in where we are right now? Because that, like, yes, you're 100% right.
Joe
right?
Alt.
Now that would be okay.
I'm just being a jerk, but that's like,
I'll go take my pants off and burn a dart in the hallway. I don't care. Right? Exactly. Like if somehow
Sir,
they got
there's
Joe
no smoking.
Off,
we just got Joe Alt, son of John Alt. You know that guy? Yeah. Used to be chief. Sir, there's no smoking. Get out of my face.
Yeah, put your pants on. Yeah. I'm not going to. We just got Joe Alt, but no. But I'd be like, this is where we are right now, right? It's like if you, like, I don't know, maybe a bad example is you're trying to go out for dinner. You didn't make the right reservations, and so you're stuck with, like, a lesser of restaurants. It's still decent enough, but it's not what you want. That's kind of where the Royal or the Chiefs are right now. We told you, what, a week and a half ago or whatever it was, the draft sucks for left tackles. Free agency's not that much better, right? So, yes, Ronnie Stanley is a nice left tackle. Would you like to do better? Sure, we'd all like to do better. But that, if that's your best option right now, then go with it, right?
From the 785, cooked. We don't have a left tackle, and we don't have a left guard.
You do realize the league year is not starting until a week from today, right?
Somebody says,
and we do have a left guard, Kingsley.
We do. Somebody says, feeling good. Call it a B. Okay. Somebody says, DJ Humphreys is ready in the building, is already in the building. Use him, and don't waste the extra money on Stanley.
Yep. I'm there.
Who never played a full season till last year.
That's where I'm at.
I still think DJ Humphreys is your left tackle.
Same.
We said that a couple days ago.
Cheaper.
Let's see here. What else do we have? One word to describe the Joe Tooney news. He is now going to be a Chicago Bear for a fourth round pick in 2026. Just got exposed. Like Bob smoking a cigarette with pants down in the hallway at the Odyssey building.
The 417 says, I feel Vici.
Which is a good thing.
I like that. I smell a t-shirt. I'm feeling Vici.
Somebody also says from the 417, understandable, but a great chief, the MVP of this year, maybe a Ring of Honor guy, won't be, but opens up some possibilities.
He was here for three years.
Yeah, you can't put everybody in the Ring of Honor.
I mean, he was
honor.
Great. He won the Derek Thomas Award this
year. If they win that three-peat and he's left tackle, he's Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
He's the MVP of the three-peat season if they win? I would, but it's irrelevant right now. I get it. We don't need to start.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, no. I mean, we can't put everybody in the
that's
ring.
That's fair.
Of honor.
You're right.
There's been a lot of good players and great players in this generation. I mean, you're gonna have to build a new stadium to get all these guys in the ring. And I'm being serious about
that's
that.
True.
Like it's, you know, the new stadium will probably have some sort of Ring of Honor and Hall of Fame and all that kind of great stuff that they need to do. But I mean, you start listing the guys who can be on this Ring of Honor right now. I would tell you the long snapper has more of an option of being in the Ring of Honor than Joe Tooney does. James Winchester had been here the whole time. You know, the kicker is going to be in the Ring of Honor. I think the quarterback may have a chance.
Somebody says from the 262 and Vici Trust, making trades and winning rings. In the words of Mark Twain, the reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. Making moves to continue the dynasty.
That's exactly right. Respect I love it. That, man. That's a great text right there. You're quoting Twain. You're bringing realism to it. You got the understanding of what's going on. That's a dialed-in fan. I love that text.
I thought it was Samuel Clemens. From the 816, the first domino to fall, the restructure of the roster will be fascinating. Veach is cooking up something. Sucks, but part of sustaining the dynasty.
See, I love it. People are kind of on board now and get it. 5 years ago, everybody's losing their collective minds over this kind of thing. I think people have realized the same fan. Which, you know, fan is short for fanatic. But the same fan realizes we trade Tyreek Hill and went to 3 straight Super Bowls. We'll be okay without Joe Tooney.
And the last one to bring in one word to describe the Joe Tooney to the Bears trade, thinner. on the line and on the wallet.
I don't know. Kingsley's thinner than him.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's meant to be a tackle. He's a big guy.
And then somebody said from 816, Trey Smith is a chief. That's all you need to know.
Well, and see, these are the things, though. This is the trickle-down effect. We all want Trey. Nobody's denying that. but something else is going to have to give in order to get what you want. It's like when you're a kid and you know, your parents say, what do you want? I want this, 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 this. Okay, you can only have two of these, so pick the two best that you want, and then you make the, oh my God, I don't know. Do I want chicken and turkey, or do I just want the beef? Like you're going through, you don't know what to do, and you got to make these right decisions. You got to make these tough decisions sometimes, and look, Brett Veach is basically every decision he's made has been good, right? I mean, very rare has he made a bad decision roster-wise with this team. If he's telling us that he's trading this guy and they're moving on from Joe Tooney and Kingsley's going to be the left guard and we're going to go out and get a left tackle and pay Trey Smith, who are we to debate it, right?
From the 785, LOL. No one at this radio station ever mentioned Kingsley at guard before Veach did 2 weeks ago on Cody and Gold. Let's not act like Kingsley's succeeding. Why break up the best interior three in football? From the 316, money and age. From the 402, Brett nails it. He gets it. Can't have two highly paid guards. Then from the 816, realism is realizing that Veach has had one good draft. You guys thinking Veach is something he's not. Okay. And with that, we will go to break because that's probably the worst text I've seen in a while.
That may be the worst text the station's ever gotten.
And I'll take a martini, shaken, not stirred. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.